Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. The Plymouth County Fair Board met this week to review the county fair, and indications are the fair was a big success. Board Chairman Lauren Schneff says attendance was great, but he also saw a problem area.
Well, the weather was definitely in our favor. And of course, when the weather's good, everything kind of rolls good, but everything kind of rolled along pretty well, pretty smooth. We always need more help. We never seem to have enough help, especially with parking cars. Stuff like that.
Schnepp says the fair board won't see final numbers until later, but revenues look good for vendors.
I know the food stands were all up. Everybody who seemed to have done a better had was up. Everything was better.
Attendance at this year's Plymouth County Fair was 8,000 higher than last year's fair. A two-vehicle crash northeast of Sioux Center Wednesday injured both drivers. The Sioux County Sheriff's Department says the crash occurred northeast of Sioux Center on County Road B-30. 72-year-old William Coiker of Orange City attempted a left-hand turn into a farm driveway into the path of a vehicle driven by 75-year-old Jacob Ullman of Orange City. Ullman was transported by helicopter to Sanford Medical Center in Sioux Falls. Coiker was taken by ambulance to Sioux Center Health. Coiker was cited for failure to yield while making a left turn. The Woodbury County Board of Supervisors gave first reading to an update on their wind power ordinance. The new rule would require far more distance between wind turbines and residents. It's a move that MidAmerican Energy says will likely derail its plan to build a wind farm in Woodbury County. Daniel Hare of Hornick says the wind farm would be disruptive. He led a petition drive that more than 700 county residents signed asking supervisors to change the ordinance. It currently requires at least 1,250 feet of separation between a resident and a wind turbine, and the new proposal would double that requirement. Brenda Holtz, a landowner who opposes expanding the distance, says it takes away property owners' ability to decide what to do with their land. The board will hold two more public hearings before taking a final vote on its wind turbine change. Several Northwest Iowa airports will receive Iowa Department of Transportation funding for projects next year. The DOT Commission, meeting in Sioux City, approved funding for airport projects across the state. Two projects at Sioux Gateway Airport in Sioux City were approved. One is for repaving a taxiway. The DOT will fund half of the $300,000 total cost, and they will cover all of a project to rehabilitate and build hangars at Sioux Gateway at a cost of $132,000. New fuel delivery systems at the Sheldon and Spencer airports, new signage at Sioux County Regional Airport in Morris, and hangar improvements at Cherokee's Airport will receive partial funding from the DOT. A total of $8.3 million will be spent under this program next year. The Iowa DNR confirmed the disease that killed thousands of fish at Storm Lake. State biologist Ben Wallace says this is the first known outbreak of koi herpes virus in Iowa. Wallace says scientists can't say for sure how the virus got into the lake. He says the heat and spawning were likely contributing factors. Similar fish kills have been reported at lakes in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wallace says there's no way to predict if it will happen again in Iowa. Wednesday was the two-year anniversary of the derecho that swept through Iowa, causing billions of dollars in damage, destroying crops, and downing hundreds of trees. The storm got its start in southeast South Dakota and northeast Nebraska, gaining strength as it moved east. The National Weather Service confirmed it had estimated winds reaching 140 miles an hour in some locations. Hundreds of thousands of Iowans were left without electrical service for several days. That storm killed three people and hurt several others. It had been called the worst derecho in U.S. history. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.